So this is a videotape, and you're not going to see it, because this is incredibly badly archived. What this is contains bits and snippets of various moments of important childhood memories. It's labeled Lord of the Rings Puppet Show, 12/26/1993, Scott. That's not what it started out as. It was initially a videotape. This is one of those tapes where, if this worked anymore, and it doesn't, this little tiny tape would fit into a video camera. And you tape it, and you put it here, and you put it in your VCR. I didn't know if this even works anymore. I'm sort of terrified to put it in. And so it just sort of stays, and I don't have a VCR, and so I can't really see it. And so all my memories are sort of stuck here. But it started off as a videotape of my brother's band clarinet recital. And because we were too cheap, or it was available, we would just constantly re-record over what was there. And of course, this was meant to be memories that you could be preserved forever, in amber. You could go back and look at them. And we would, 6 months down the road, immediately destroy them. And so I replaced it with my Lord of the Rings puppet show. And when they're all varying lengths, and they all start at varying times, because I think we didn't want to completely erase, but it's incredibly badly done. It's incredibly badly archived. And so if we watch this tape, you would see 6 or 7 little vignettes of my childhood. Like, you would see the Lord of the Rings puppet show, where we brilliantly, stop-motion animation, we had little dolls, and I had a black blanket and a black glove, and I'd move them around, and we'd talk. And you'd see Sauron, his little doll, fall apart in Mount Doom, and then it quickly cut away to a video of me as a 10-year-old saying goodbye to my dog, who was being put down the next day. And so this very tearful goodbye to my dog, Butkus, who, when I was younger, wanted to always bite me and nearly died back then because he wouldn't stop biting me, but eventually we became best friends. And so it's this very tearful goodbye, and then it cuts away to my mom shoveling snow and us just, like, experimenting. And, like, I don't know why we're not helping her, but we're not, because we're bad children. And then it cuts away to this infamous fight we once had, where, depending upon who tells the story, me or my brother, it goes one of two ways, where it's my brother and somewhere between 1 in his telling and 4 of his friends in my telling. In his telling, they're trying to do a videotape a school project, and I keep on interrupting until they attack me. In my telling, they for no reason attack me. And I'm forced to defend myself with a baseball bat and metal pipes and various other pieces of weapon. And they eventually, at the end of the tape, it's fantastic. They ambush me, and they put me in Phil Nelson and disarm me, and they put the camera down and taunt me, and I have no choice but to end the fight by kicking the camera down the stairs. And then it cuts away to the end of my Illinois-Michigan Canal presentation in 3rd grade. This is my childhood in incredibly badly archived forms. Like, whoever was putting this together had no idea what they were doing. And it's sweet and weird and wonderful, and, like, there's these stories that we've told these stories, and we don't know exactly how they go, and there's videotaped evidence, but only snippets. And it's really wonderful, and I wish that I had a way to view it, but I don't. And so here it remains, my little badly archived childhood history. Thank you. Oh. And my museum of belonging would be in badly archived snippets of childhood memories.